JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Yeah. Now let's talk about the game.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Looks like baby vomit.
What not?
Everybody can suck it.
Time for another webisode of the Don and Mike program.
Oh. I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
Right.
Just a bunch of white trash.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
We're here with Frank Caliendo.
Look at the size of his unit.
Yeah, the question everyone wants asked is,
why do you favor rape?
Go.
Yeah. Handle that one. There's ground ball to short. All right.
That was terrible.
That was terrible.
I like rape.
Oh, now stop.
That's just not appropriate.
Here we go. Let's take some phone calls with Frank Caliendo. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Yeah, I wanted to know if you ever talked to Michael.
Hey.
Frank, we should point out that anyone that calls the show after 4 o'clock Eastern time is usually inebriated.
You are embarrassing us in front of our friend. Please say,
even if you're drunk, collect your thoughts before you're ready to have a question.
Let's not do the usual. Hey, I want to talk to them and ask them something. Uh-huh.
Could you say, really, this is how it might go. Hi, Don and Mike. I'm a big fan of Frank Caliendo. I'm wondering if I could ask him a question.
Hi, Don and Mike. I would like to know if Frank Caliendo...
No, stop. It's hi, Don and Mike. I'm a big fan of Frank Caliendo's. I'd like to ask him a question.
You can even modify it if you want to say, hi, Don and Mike. Hey, Frank. To acknowledge the fact that he is here in the studio with us now.
Or you could even save time and take us out of the equation and just say, hey, Frank, how are you?
Hi, Frank, I've got a question for you. Do you understand?
I got a question for you.
I'm sorry, we have no time.
I will.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. What's up?
Guys, EA Games and Madden, that's like a $1 billion industry. They got to be thinking to themselves, hey, that guy could have a heart attack any day. Have they ever called Frank on the slide?
I think that's a fantastic question.
You know, that is a good, valid question.
No, because he doesn't like me so much that if it ever got out, there would be a problem about it. I always forget that
he's not exactly thrilled with your impression,
hates.
Ooh.
Hates.
Yeah, doesn't like me at all.
And it makes it funnier.
And why is that? Because as far as I know, you've never gone over about proverbial comedy. Yeah,
I mean,
line.
Somebody told me that an agent of his said that that his grandson was watching it or something, and I did a thing where I was John Madden and I died, and the kid asked, why are you dying on TV? That's not true. I mean, like I told you, years ago, if John Madden would have pretended to like it, I would have backed off on so many things producers wanted me to do. But I can't do that, John. You know, John wouldn't like it. You know, that's what.
But I mean, you just hear about, especially in that the world he travels in, you would think
he'd have a thick enough skin.
A good guy. We've had him on the show a bunch of times.
Coaches,
he seems like a cool guy.
But they're coaches. Coaches, yeah. They don't. You know, they don't like to be made fun of. I've done shows at like the Cotton Bowl before, and like they say, can you do the coaches? I go, that's the last thing the coaches want is their guys in a huddle 2 days later thinking about the things I talked about.
But here's why Madden is hypocritical in this regard. He doesn't want to be parodied, but on the other hand, he's got no problem standing in front of a giant animated athlete's foot with toes spraying a fungal spray on the toes going, tough acting to act!
Yeah, well, that guy had to be gotten rid of. I mean, you can't have one of those green odor guys. I mean, that, you know, I don't know what else they do, but they smell. And you don't want those guys there. So you got to turn and... He's where? He's up there? He's up a little higher? Okay. I got him!
Can you ever picture a time?
I like the mellow Madden, too.
I really do. Yeah, that's the one that... That's the real thing.
This is the behind-the-scenes Madden.
Yeah.
Not the one when you're, like, selling popcorn. I'm sorry. I'm becoming a fan. The gourmet popping corn, which is, I think, the funniest thing I ever saw on Mad TV was when you did that.
No, I disagree. The funniest one was eating all the wings.
Oh, the wings. Was that on Mad TV?
Yeah, and also on Fox.
I was on Fox, too.
The popcorn was where the popcorn burned, right?
The popcorn. Yeah. Do you have any memory of it? I know you did a million of it.
Hey, folks, John Madden here for the quick popcorn popper.
And Bobby Lee is trying to help
you. Bobby Lee's up.
He's like, Brian Adams wrote that sketch. It was one of the best things. It was like, son of a...
You know, and you brought in a little of the old British, you know, where you went all the way with the burn victim stuff at the end. God, I love that. I really did.
You know, you goof on so many people, especially all those cats on the Fox show, who you mock now to their faces, even Jimmy Johnson and everything. I'm wondering why Madden hasn't gotten the word that, like you said, first of all, it would be easier for him if he just laughed, or how great would it be one day if he just showed up somewhere and came out on stage with you?
People have tried to have him meet me, and they, you know,
it goes south every time.
Yeah, well, it's. I mean, at this point, I don't know if I could even look at the guy anymore. I mean,
you know what? You know, he's probably mad at you. Although it was great, I wouldn't be mad. The last time, I think it was the last time you were on Letterman, when you pulled out a chicken wing or a drumstick out of your pocket and you started eating it. I swear to God, Frank, that was one of the things where I go back on the TiVo. Because first it's funny, and then I want to see Letterman's reaction. And the fact that you had the forethought to put an actual drumstick in your pocket. Brilliant.
Really good. Well, I had to ask if that was okay, because they don't usually like prop joke kind of things like that. I go, this will kill. Just let me do it. And I did it. I even met the producer of 300, the movie 300.
Wow.
He wanted to meet me. He said, I don't know what I'd do with you in a movie, but I saw that and I laughed so hard I had to meet you.
That's great. That's gotta
agree.
Feel good.
Frank, would you mind taking some calls? Look at all these dopes that want to talk to you.
Hope they're sober.
Here we go. Hi, Don and Mike Show. What's up? You're on with Frank.
Don and Mike, may I ask Frank a question, please?
There you go.
Thank you.
Frank, any plans to reschedule a show in Denver?
Waiting to figure out what's going on there. There was an improv that was going to open there, and it didn't open in time. So,
tell the truth. You were strung out on heroin. That's why you missed the date. That's what it was, right?
Yeah. Look at me. I'm strung out on heroin. What? That's some. That's what? Heroin brownies.
That was horrible. Hello, Don and Mike. You're on with Frank. What's up?
Don and Mike, may I ask Frank a question?
There, right, people are behaving now, but now it's too formal.
Now everybody's got to turn it down two notches.
Hey, Frank, what would it be like if John Madden crossed over with Jim Rome's voice in his same dialect?
Ridiculous. Incredible. What are you thinking?
Hello.
Rack 'em.
Hello. Don and Mike, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Don and Mike. Frank, I wanted to know, how do you rate Mike's impressions, and also how do you rate Michael Myers, a tender ass?
That's the kind of respect I get each and every day on the show. How do you rate my tender ass? That's exactly what, if you didn't hear it, it was lost in the...
That's a valid question, Frank. How do you rate Mike's tender
ass? Very
good. Thank you, Frank. I appreciate that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
I didn't tell you what the scale was.
Radio Gods, may I speak with Frank?
What?
Radio Gods, may I speak with Frank?
Yes.
He's right here.
Frank, I love you. You're a god. I think you're hilarious. Any chance of coming out to Vegas?
I am shooting my TBS special, a one-hour special in Vegas the week before Thanksgiving.
Where are you going to be in Vegas?
I am not sure yet. It'll be on the website when it gets put out.
He's going to be with who's that girl that does the ads?
Tanya Romrich, Las Vegas is calling. You can get a show right on the strip.
Have you seen those ads? They have this chick, and also Alan.
They are a major sponsor. I do want to mention that. You know, they are.
What?
A major sponsor?
We've said this before. They do an ad that runs on TV with Tanya Roberts.
It's wonderful.
This chick like this, and Alan Thicke. And they're both standing. They're standing in the pool at Montego Bay.
Mandalay Bay.
We're standing
Mandalay
here in the pool at Montego Bay.
Yeah, but they're doing an ad for Tahiti Village, which, as far as I understand, is like a campground outside of town.
No, it's a perfectly wonderful hotel. It's delightful.
But hold on a second. Now, this is you respecting the clients.
This
and
is
I
true.
I don't know why this is.
Rob, are they still a sponsor?
Yeah, let's say yes.
Let's see. Nobody knows. Then go ahead.
Well,
have
let
fun.
Me just. I've said it before.
Well, we talked about
they are not standing in front of Tahiti. They're standing.
That's not the Tahiti Village pool.
They're standing in front of a pool that costs about 8,000 times more to go into than Tahiti Village.
I have never been in the Tahiti Village pool, but and nor have I been in the Tahiti Village.
I have
a hotel,
and it's full of E. coli.
That's it. So long, everybody. Goodbye. Goodbye,
Every hotel
Irene.
Room looks like the set of Growing Pains.
Mike, you're busted.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up? You're on with Frank. Hi there.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Hi, Frank. Hey, Frank, I live in Napa Valley. Is there any chance we could get you up in the wine country?
The closest I'm getting is San Francisco. I'll be there in September. So,
how far in advance do you have to lay out your schedule? I mean, do you do it once a year?
No, some of it grows and mm-hmm. it builds, and a lot of things change.
How are your oblique muscles right now?
Real sore.
Yeah,
after a couple of those.
He's a little sore from throwing his football.
I was telling him off the air that we were in Pittsburgh, and I was playing catch with a friend, and I went and bought a football. We were just throwing it, and then the last throw of the tournament, we'll call it.
Yeah.
The last throw of the tourney, I decided to go way back, and I threw it as hard and chucked it as far as I could. Maybe, I don't know, 30, 40 yards, I don't know, and closer to 30, 40 feet. And I chucked it, and he's like, holy cow, I can't believe you threw it that far. And I'm like, holy cow, I can't believe I hurt this much. I tore something.
You are really in pain right now.
I heard a rip, and I'm like, and that was the side of, right on the side. I was just.
Now, what happens when your friends on the Fox NFL show find out that you threw a football and ripped up your side?
They'll laugh at me the same way they always do. We were shooting promos a couple weeks ago. It was unbelievable. Terry Bradshaw still throws these spirals. You're
sure.
Like, oh, my God.
It's the hands. It's the hands of the quarterback. I mean, these massive hands.
Yeah.
That they have.
And he puts his finger on the back of the ball. Like, it's his pointer finger is on the back of the ball.
On the back tip, right?
On the back last tip. Point. And you're like, nobody really throws a ball. It looks like somebody who has no idea how to throw a football. He grasps it and there's a...
Yeah.
But they were throwing it through a tire, and I stood behind the tire, and you can't see the ball coming through. And there was this net, almost like a baseball net where
right.
you hit balls into. And I just slipped and looked like a moron, like a like an absolute moron. And it was just like I was down, and everybody's like, now that was funny, Frank.
Now, how many bits will you do this year for the Fox NFL show? Is it like 23, 25 bits, something like that?
Yeah, I think they got me scheduled to do somewhere between 2 and 4 for Super Bowl Sunday alone.
How far in advance do you have to start thinking of your bits?
Already started.
Yeah, you're already working on your opening.
I want to call you guys week one if this all comes together. I can't tell you what it is, but if it all comes together week one, it'll be a fun week one, and you'll be like, I can't believe he did that.
Oh, good. Ooh, all right. Something to look forward to.
It's not John Madden on the toilet, is it?
Already done.
I've been there.
Right here. Boom.
Hello, Don and Mike. You're on with Frank. What's up?
Frank, can you do Bill Cosby and Richard Pryor for me?
You know, I don't do a great Bill. I mean, I could do good. I will tell
you. You can do general.
He was going to do his. Isn't that the thing is with people who always ask you to do impressions, do it right after?
Sure.
Like, that's they're like mm-hmm. you know, you do a great Grover. And they'll be like, here. And it's like, why do you know that you don't have to segue into your impression for me. Just don't do it.
You know? How do you respond? Like, if you're in an airport, someone approaches you. I mean,
I don't mind if it's like that. If it's like in an airport and somebody says something, I'll even go, boom, there you go. I'll do that.
Just a quickie.
But it's weird after the shows. Sometimes people will come up and do their little performance for me. A guy literally tried to tell me a joke the other day, and he's drinking, and he's trying to tell me, he goes, I got a joke for you. And I go, listen, my buddy and I, it was Ryan Dalton's his name, and he's opening for me. And I said, listen, comedians hate jokes. Don't tell jokes.
Right.
And my Ryan says, that was a public service announcement, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I go, it really was, because he was going to take 20 minutes to tell me a joke I'd already heard. And jokes just... 9 times out of 10, you've either heard the joke or they're just not that funny, or they stretch them out way too long.
We demonstrate that on this very show.
But
every,
you know that guy went home. That guy went home and said that Frank Caliendo is an a-hole.
Yeah, he did. And but his joke started out two Canadian hunters.
You got a
three
good memory.
Canadian hunters.
Hello, Don and Mike. You're on with Frank Caliendo.
Hold
hello
up
there.
Hey.
Donna, Mike,
howdy.
I would love to hear a George Bush argument between Mike and Frank.
No.
Come on, guys.
No, I know.
Now, if anybody has a question for Frank, that would be wonderful.
This is the whole trained monkey syndrome that it's just not fun. Please, just a question for Mr.
Frank.
Sometimes it can be fun, but
sometimes
it's just hard. Like, and then you're going to try and it fails miserably and you just look like an idiot.
Well, maybe, I'd have to drink a little bit more. I really would. More than I normally do before the show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Frank. You're from Waukesha, Wisconsin, right?
Yes.
Do you still visit there yet?
Still visit there yet? I do. Yeah, that guy talks Yeah,
Talks
I know.
Weird.
Is that near where are you from?
It's right outside of Milwaukee. Yeah, I'm back every once in a while.
Is it near Grantsburg, Wisconsin? Do you know where Grantsburg
no.
is?
I
just Mike has hung up on it. We had a story about a 500-pound guy that got stuck in a lake.
Yeah, it was a river.
A river.
Oh, the football injury.
Yeah, he was Martin Reich, 500-pound man, stuck for 12 hours in the river. I'm sorry, I'm laughing again at it.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Yes, hello. Waiting on you as always. Waiting for Guffman. Hello. I've been waiting for a girl like you all my life, as Foreigner sings.
Waiting.
The waiting is the hardest part.
Sure.
Tom Petty.
Boom, that would be your opportunity, sir. Go.
Waiting on a friend, as the Rolling Stones would say. Waiting on a douchebag.
Now it's your chance. Go ahead. Ask your question.
Welcome to Douchebag Tuesday. Hi.
Oh, see, sometimes they just don't want to hang around.
Did you hear about the three Canadian hunters from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan?
Slow down, Rich.
Okay. Rob just handed me a note. We need to wind up. Frank needs to leave soon.
He's got a corporate event tonight.
That's right. I got to
meet some National Association of Gay Veterinarians.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, it's Dave. I'm Frank. I have a question. If they ever asked you, would you do John Madden in the booth every game?
These are the dumbest. Frank, I apologize for these calls.
I think that's a perfect last question.
I really am
I think that's
so
got
sorry.
A lot of merit, that question.
Yeah, I would definitely.
Do. So here we go. We finally get the great Frank Caliendo back in studio, and here's what we get either.
Hey, Frank, do that voice. That is really a great question. That's a question you would get second show, like at the Improv, somebody that had been drinking Sambuca from 1 o'clock in the afternoon that was said, you could make a lot of money doing John Madden like when he dies, like being the regular announcer. It would be great.
I do a bit in my act that you know, because the EA game that wouldn't it be great if he went and did other games too? Because wouldn't it be you're playing Super Mario Brothers and John Madden pops on?
Mario just ate a mushroom. He's doubled his original size. You know, and he just got to the end of the level. You know what I can tell? He just banged his little Nintendo groin on the flagpole. My princess is in another castle. I will get you for this.
We'll let you go. Frank, you are truly the greatest.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You are horrible. You are terrible.
Terrible. Yep. Can I plug the website?
Yes.
Oh, it's terrible. He knew he would be able to plug it if he asked.
Yeah, to plug everything you want to plug. Go ahead, plug away.
FrankCaliendo.com. You get the downloadable ringers around there and stuff. All that's free, the CDs and DVDs. If you can't spell Frank Caliendo, MaddenGuy.com.
Here's a guy who hasn't been sued yet.
And I want to call you guys, too, before the TBS show.
Please do. Call us before your TBS show comes out.
I want to call you after week one. If it all comes together, I want you guys.
We will look for it.
We'd like to hear about your stand-up, your one-man show in Vegas. We'd like to hear about your TV show, Frank TV.
Yeah.
And also, we want to hear about your Fox NFL thing.
Yeah. And if you like the promos that are coming out, the promos are super Frank heavy. It's ridiculous. One of my producers saw it the other day. He's like, the promos are like half about you this year. I'd never been in the promos before.
Oh, good.
Part of my deal to come back was that I'd be in part of the promos. And they wrote these promos, and I'm like the focus of like two or three of them.
Outstanding. Well, you know, you deserve the attention.
You're right.
You do.
Amen.
And is there a chance that at some point this year you will come running across? You don't have to do that thing
yes,
on Fox?
Yes, I did a bunch of them. Ah. I did a bunch of them where I run in, and I was making fun of them. I run in, and I pretend to hit an invisible shield, and I fall down.
I want to ask you about that. How dumb is that when you're doing that?
Stupid. As ridiculous as possible. The one where the guys walk into the screen and throw the football. I said, why don't you have the guys be on the screen, throw the football around, and then throw it at me? I was just doing stuff like that. I was like, the one of them was like a crazy fan. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I pretend to run up into the camera and hit the camera.
Oh, good.
So I don't know if they're going to use any of that stuff, but the camera guy was laughing.
Well, take care of your oblique muscles.
I definitely will. I'm going to work on it.
You're
and
horrible.
Get it better.
Horrible. I can't imagine there are tickets available.
That was an atrocity.
Frank is at the Improv here in D.C. all this weekend. FrankCaliendo.com. Frank, we salute you. You are incredible.
As I always say, nice job by you. Better job by me.
Rack him.
Get into your Honda Element. Get out of here. You're
Thank
out,
you, Frank.
You're out. Thank you, Frank. Rob, take him out, please.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye, Frank.
He is hurting. He is hurting
Shaking
in the sun.
Hands.
Absolutely.
Saying goodbye.
There he goes. Absolutely.
Way to go, listeners. Jesus Christ. Way to embarrass us again.
They let you down.
You could make a lot of money working in the booth. Working, yes. You know, and maybe that's why John Madden is sensitive a little bit, because he's
you know, he gets a lot of questions. Do you think you could make a living being John Madden after he dies? That would be a little disconcerting, I would think, to any head coach in the NFL. God damn. God damn.
Although I got to think, probably someone at EA Sports has had that thought.
Yeah. Well, you know, it might be time for him to do a little bridge building with Mr. Madden.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think
he's tried.
I believe that bridge has been burned.
That's right. It'll never be. He's like a son to me.
That anal bridge has been burned. How is Frank? Is he gone?
He's crying.
Yeah. Sobbing because of the calls that he got.
He did.
I knew. Is he gone?
No, he's not gone yet. He's in the bathroom. No, he's here. He's here.
He's here.
Oh, okay.
Are you waiting for him to drive away?
Yeah.
Maybe a few minutes.
He had to get somewhere, and I don't want him to get caught up in that whole maze of, you know how Rob is.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have your picture? Can you please autograph this?
Now, we've done that before with him, so we don't need to do that again.
I believe Rob is doing it again. After all, there is this little thing called eBay.
Ah.
That's right. Yeah.
Rob, there he is, whoring out our celebrity guests.
Got to make a living.
I just want to make sure Frank gets out of the building without Rob signing, having to sign.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, bye, Frank.
Bye, Frank. Thank you, Valerie. Is it Valerie?
Allison.
Allison. Sorry about that.
Did you get your eBay stuff?
What's that?
Yeah, okay. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.